Most of us depend much of our time on outward forms of stimulation, whether it's the worship group in church who are the wind under our sails, or good preaching on the internet, or the Olympics on TV, or just the support of friends and colleagues and social networking. We respond because we're in relationship with others. We do well because there are others to prompt and push us on, prodding, supporting, challenging us. They're the wind that we rely on. But on Patmos, there's only you, God, and the devil. Two of us are eternal, and the devil's there just for an extended season. There's a long-standing tradition that John was actually not on his own on the island, that a faithful deacon had accompanied him. But the point I want to emphasise here is that loneliness is an agonisingly difficult thing to handle. And many of us have had enough experience of it to know just how hard it can be. But solitude is the glory of being alone with the Lord who loves us. Outwardly, loneliness and solitude can look exactly the same. But inwardly, there's all the difference in the world. May the Lord tilt the balance for each one of us from loneliness to solitude. The ability to be at home in the Lord's company. He's not hard to live with. He's closer than our closest companion. But we need special grace to cope when the Lord allows something that's very difficult to take us by surprise. Something that makes us wonder what on earth is going on. Of course we must press in and make our requests known to the Lord. He loves to grant our deepest desires. But we must always leave room for his sovereign overruling. He sees on so many more dimensions than we do. I don't know what a Patmos experience might represent for you, or what it could represent in the future. But it's a type or a condition that all of us will experience, maybe repeatedly in life, whether through illness, or the result of a move, or retirement, or redundancy, or maybe as the fruit of some wrong choice that we've made, which has excluded us from positions that were dear to us. Whichever condition best suits your circumstances, and it may well be some mixture of all those that we're speaking of here, the crucial need is to keep our trust levels high. That's why I've called this talk Patmos, Place of Exile, Place of Revelation. And I dedicate it to everyone who is or will be going through such a time. If God had answered John's no doubt instinctive first cry, "Get me out of here, Lord!" And we can well imagine that the churches he was responsible for back home would have been praying fervently for his return, then a certain revelation would never have been entrusted to him that's blessed countless millions ever since. God knew John had to stay in that place long enough to receive all he had to show him. I wonder how you would have started your letter from Patmos to your friends back home. Wish you were here. Pray for me. The Roman guards are awful. Food's terrible. Nowhere near enough of it. Oh, it's so easy to sentimentalise. A Christian in prison. Wow, God's going to be so close to him. We've read the paperbacks. We know he often is, by grace. But it's easy to over-romanticise the process and to forget our own need to pray for them.